Mix 94.7 KMCH guest of the day, part two, Electric Boogaloo. And coming up, we've been talking about it on our guest of the day, and not only that, but our community message board. Ryan Fire Department having a big to-do this weekend, and Fire Chief Jason Stepanek with us on the phone. Jason, how are you this morning, good sir?
Doing well, Justin. How are you today?
Doing great. Good to have you with us. And first off, our thanks to the men and women down there at the Ryan Fire Department. How have you guys been doing this season? Any news of note? Or luckily, things been kind of remaining calm. Notice I didn't use the Q word.
Everything's been pretty good. Everything's doing well. We've a pretty busy year, but nothing out of the ordinary, nothing too crazy, so everything's been going really good.
Good.
We like it that way.
Exactly.
Like that way.
You want it to stay nice and calm. Let's talk about what's coming up. You got the big jamming at the gym event coming up Friday. Tell me a bit about it, good sir.
So, yeah, we have our, this will be kind of a second annual dance with We Have Not Quite Brothers, and they brought along Casey Klein as a special guest. That will kick off around 6 o'clock. Doors will open at 5. After Casey Klein will go through, we'll have Not Quite Brothers on from 8 to 10, and we'll have a few little things to eat. We'll have some brats, chicken and dressing sandwiches to be able to serve if you're hungry. We'll have cold beverages to be able to have while you're listening to the music, and hopefully be a great time. So doors will open at 5, and can't wait.
Absolutely.
Should be a good night.
Yeah, well, and when you get two good bands like that under one roof, you should be charging like $100 for this, Jason, but tell everybody what it costs to get in and have fun with you guys coming up this weekend.
Well, it'll be $15 to get in to watch both Casey and Not Quite Brothers. Be there. You can buy tickets ahead of time, or you can get them at the door, either or. Wanted to keep it kind of low-key. Well, I shouldn't say low-key, but cost-effective, and we want everybody to show up. It's a treat on the Ryan Fire Department, and we have a lot of great community support, and why not kick off and get 2022 wound down with a little entertainment, and let the Ryan Fire Department host you up and make sure you have a great time. So.
Amen to that. Jason Stepanek with us, Fire Chief down there in Ryan. Tell me a little bit about the organization. I know it's a lot of volunteer folks that give up time all hours of the day and night that make it happen, and it's pretty cool that you guys are able to still have the community support, not only to support you guys, but to literally put on the gear and fire up the trucks when needed, too.
Sure. So we run about, we're about 18 strong down in Ryan right now, both fire and EMS. Our community support and what we do for fundraising, obviously we have the dance coming up this weekend. We normally do a steak fry come October. That's a major, major fundraiser for us, along with, we do with the car show, we help out with those guys as far as with the fireworks, and we do kids games and stuff like that. So we do a couple, two or three fundraisers throughout the year, and obviously with our community support, why they, you know, we get donations quite a bit just out of generosity, and that goes a long way with helping keep our people trained and update all our gear and whatever we need for equipment. Fire service and EMS is kind of a revolving deal. Everything changes, vehicles change, farm equipment changes. And we got to make sure we're prepared for every situation possible, and the community support that we get helps us out do that. That's pretty vital for us to have our community behind our back so we can give them the best support we can. So
absolutely, absolutely. You're the people we want there, and unfortunately, you usually show up at the worst time of somebody's lives, but you guys are well-trained to make a bad situation better and help out when you can. And as a child of a firefighter, I appreciate all the work that you guys do. And like I said, those long hours at night, standing in, you know, sometimes 10, 20, 10 below degree weather, it means a lot to the community, and we want to send a ton of people your way on Friday night, good sir.
You send as many as you possibly can. We'll invite anybody. Doesn't matter, Delaware County, Linn County, surrounding counties. Doesn't matter. We'll host whoever wants to come and see some great entertainment.
$15 at the St. Pat's Gym. And Ryan, Casey Klein, Not Quite Brothers, will you get up and sing a song, Jason, or is that just an ugly rumor I heard?
It's probably an ugly rumor. I'm not the best. I stay away from all the karaoke I can. I probably break glass if I sang, so.
Well, I figured I wasn't doing my job if I didn't ask.
I'll be the one hooping and hollering in the crowd.
There you go. Jason Stepanek, thank you for the time, good sir. And again, as many people get down there and pack the gym up at St. Pat's and Ryan, and I trust you and the gang will have a good Christmas and a good time Friday night.
You definitely will. We want to make sure to spread the holiday cheer back, and we appreciate our community support.
There you go. Jason Stepanek with us. Of course, the big jamming at the gym Friday night, Not Quite Brothers, Casey Klein helping out the Ryan Fire Department. Jason, have a good day, and I want to hear all about the good news, how you had to turn people away. It was so full this next week, all right?
I'll make sure you're the first to know, Justin. I appreciate you having me on.
You betcha. Thanks, Jason. We're going to pause here. We roll on, and of course, don't forget, mark your calendar, Friday night at St. Pat's Gym and Ryan with our friends at the Ryan Fire Department. Take a break. More right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.